Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into the drinks that you love. I'm Jeff Dutton, along with Mike Hanford.
Ooh-wee!
And Tim Kalpakis.
What is up?
And we're your hosts, the Sloppy Boys.
Tim, I gotta tell you, remember last episode I was saying I saw a teenager with a shirt that said, "What is up?" and it was 4 U's on it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was for somebody else, because you say, "What is up?"
Mm-hmm.
That would have been, "What's up?" So I don't know who that guy was
probably
talking about.
A fan of a different podcast.
Different podcast with a whole different thing. I you know, keep my eye out for that type of trendy stuff. But yeah, so that was a different podcast. I don't know what it
you're
is.
You're kind of like our streetwear guy who's on the scene looking
street
around.
Streetwear on the beat.
He's waiting in line for the new drop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, I just get there. Oh, it's sneakers this time? Kanye West got new sneakers that he's selling you?
Sneakers are in.
I'm a sneaker guy.
Put them on your feet.
Well, I want to drip.
No. I'm worried that if you start to drip, then you'll end up grailed.
Oh, no. What do we tell? What does drip mean?
Me grailed of all people?
Look, guys, if you cop too many things, you're going to end up with Johns.
Wait, is Johns like the Philly thing?
No, you're thinking of cheesesteak hoagies.
No. J-A-W-N-S, like John?
Yeah.
That means like thing, right?
Yeah, I didn't know it was from Philadelphia.
Or I don't know where it's from. I think it's like an East Coast thing, but it's like hyper-specific.
I think there's a Pittsburgh thing. It's like yins, like saying you, like y'all. It's like, hey, yins.
Oh, maybe that's
yins want to go here? Yeah, I think.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get the flack on that now. And it's not from Pittsburgh, you fuckface. Easy.
Hey, don't DM us with your regional bullshit. We don't give a
fuck. No, I don't mind that, but it's just calling me a fuckface on every single one of them. What does grailed mean?
Mike, just because I say a word doesn't mean I want to have to then prove that I know what it means.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
It's like holy grail. You know what I mean? It's like a really, an item you really want.
Oh.
If you're decked out in awesome shit. You're grailed, I guess.
Okay. So I am not grailed because I'm wearing clothing I don't want.
You're the opposite.
Is grailed an adjective? I don't know, because there is a website called Grailed.
Grail me.
I see it used. You know, I confessed to you guys that I found out I have a problem with ordering too much
on Depop.
Mm-hmm. And I didn't let myself go back on there. I deleted the app and I said, Tim, you got a problem. You ordered too many Molson ski jackets.
The whole line of Molson ski bullshit.
Well, I caved and I went on there and I dropped another few hundred dollars on Tabasco polo shirts. That,
no.
Polo shirts.
Well, I saw Tony Soprano wearing a cool golf shirt with like chili peppers on it.
Oh, I'm thinking of like a button up, like a long sleeve. Yes, polo shirt. Good.
Yeah, and I went on there thinking maybe they'll have Tony's chili pepper shirt, and they didn't have the exact one, but I bought like five other chili pepper type shirts, and a lot of those accounts will have references to the grail, you know, or like this person's grail, that type of thing.
I've been on the Depop there, Tim, and yeah, you can, I didn't buy anything, but you can sink a lot of cash just being like, here's a funny Fuji. Well, I see if there's a cool Fuji t-shirt. and you can find one.
Yeah.
Fuji Film.
It's weird buying clothes sight unseen. Because, like, you know, it's not like Depop isn't like Zappos where they're like a big company and they're like, yeah, send it back.
Yeah, yeah.
Who cares? If you buy stuff on Depop, you're stuck with it.
You're fucked too, because so much is vintage and the sizes are entirely different. So you just throw it in the garbage.
I went over to Poshmark. It's kind of like Depop, maybe. It's vintage stuff. Got myself a pair of Reebok pumps from the 90s. I've been wanting those long, long time.
Let's see them.
Hold on.
Fashion show.
That is, these are legit grail items. That's the type of, when people would throw around the world that word.
Oh, damn.
Michael, they're black. These are cool.
These are cool.
Black and green. Oh, I like it.
Here's what I'll tell you. Here's what I'll tell you about. I think they're a half size too small.
Uh-huh.
And they're a little more used than I wanted them to be. They're not brand new.
If they're half size too small and then you pump them, you got nowhere to go.
But here's the thing. They don't hurt my feet, but I just feel like these feel small. But I wore them around a bunch and they feel great.
But maybe you're breaking them in even further.
Yeah, that's
good. You're breaking them in even more than the last guy.
Don't overdo it.
I went on Poshmark and I was like, a bunch of them were like 150 to 300. I was like, hold on, I'm not going to do that yet. And I found these for 50, and I was like, how about 35? And the guy was like, 40? I was like, yep.
Wait, hey. You can do that? I've been paying top dollar for all of my
He's
shit.
Paying out the nose for Molson Ice, the ski edition.
What the fuck?
I think most people who didn't want to get rid of their Reebok pumps so quickly would be like, no, you're paying the price that I'm labeling here.
I remember I had a pair of pumps when I was a kid. I loved them.
I've wanted them for so long.
These things were the most 90s ever. They were like white and turquoise and neon orange.
Yeah.
And when I blew them out, when they were dead, I cut them open and I took out the pump mechanism. Mm-hmm. And it just looked like a weird lung jellyfish thing. Like that weird mesh of like, you get to see, that's where the air was distributed.
And that's probably why you became a biologist. You were interested in lungs and octopus.
And air.
Like, wow, it's beautiful. Nature is so beautiful.
Michael, on the sizing of those shoes, don't forget that it's not just about the length and where it touches your toes, but the guy at the finish line told me, or the runner's circle, said it's where the arch fits into the arch of your foot.
Yes. The arch needs to be, well, I don't need to finish that thought. You know where I'm going with it.
Well, McDonald's actually has golden arches, but we don't have to go down that road.
I had myself some McDonald's French fries last Friday, and I had a great time with those.
Mike, what'd you do with them? Mike, just tell us, what did you do with those fries?
It's a little bit more mature than this podcast tends to get.
Mature.
Let's just say that.
Guys, I fear we've gotten way off track.
In what way?
I know the perfect way to get us back on track, with a little bit of News, hit it.
Oh, I love it already.
Booze. News.
Yep.
Booze.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
News.
Just like the real song.
Yep.
It's booze news, you rat bastard.
Whoa.
Very nice. Sent to us by Mitch on the web, our old slophead friend. I like that.
Hey,
love Mitch on the web.
We've heard son of a bitch. We've heard greasy piece of shit. What was this one? What did he say?
Rat bastard.
Very much found his way to the same filing cabinet and found a new one we hadn't yet used.
That's it gets me every time, the high voice getting real ornery, surly with the, I guess, the listener.
Hey, Mitch on the web is frequently on the Sloppy Boys Discord, available to Patreon subscribers.
Yeah.
Here's a guy that's doing the work. He's not just listening to the pod. He's getting involved. He cares. He's part of the community, folks.
He gives a shit. There's a lot of you out there listening right now. It's like, I don't need to do anything. Well, you got to do something.
You got to do something.
Life. You're just sitting there. Do something.
At least find some food and shelter. Okay, well, very simple booze news today. I just wanted to share a personal thing that had me quite worried and I needed to share with you guys. The other day, I had a Manhattan
Mm-hmm.
And it was delicious.
Okay.
That's and good. Congratulations.
Thank you. But here's the thing. It made me worry about our journalistic integrity. I drank. This was at a restaurant, a place that knows how to make a good Manhattan. Mm-hmm. And it was fantastic. And then I thought, here I am, a podcaster, and all three of us drank the IBA version of the Manhattan. And we all said it was shitty. And now I think we might be wrong. And maybe we need to issue a correction or a retraction or
a revisit.
I think that was, yeah, we probably made it very wrong. We, you know, we had some vermouths that were bad, but that was before we had our Jack Schramm lesson.
That's true.
And became mixologists. So, yeah, you probably went to a restaurant and the bartender was one of Jack's students.
It was his contemporaries.
We were not yet kings of the shaker back then.
Right.
Yeah.
Or sultans of the mix.
We were shaky on the shaker.
Our hands shook as we reached for the shaker.
Your vermouth was from the attic or something?
Yeah. It was long old. I had to dust off the label to see what it was.
I'm like, oh, vermouth, this is what I've been looking for. Finally.
Oh, grail.
This is the prophet said it's true. It's down here. It's down. It's got to be.
I followed the map. Well, anyway, that's why I just want to admit what I want to own up to mistakes when we make them and just show that we're human. And I'm going to continue to drink Manhattans and maybe I'll make one on my own. But I just feel like it rattled me and it made me think that I hear I've started to build up a belief system that might be built on shit.
Man,
you know what I'd like to do? We should do an episode called Redemption, something or other, something Redemption.
Yeah.
Redeem, the redeemable screamables. Anyway.
How about the crypt?
Well, the crypt, right?
Pull drinks back out of the crypt.
That's right. And it doesn't, because like we don't all agree usually that it's like a bad drink. So this episode would be like, I do the Manhattan and the, I can't forget what else I didn't like, but just one or two that I didn't like.
Yep.
And you guys also do a couple that you didn't like. And
smart.
And another thing is like when the world is fully back open up, you could go to a really good bar and order the good version and see if the problem was the guy who was doing the mixing.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Because you want to give these drinks that we didn't like a path back into society.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We don't just admonish them.
We've always said we don't want to hide them away from the world. We want to rehabilitate them and help them with their reentry.
I would also like to do it the other way too, where I do a drink that I did like and go to a bar and try it and be like, mine's better before I even sip it.
And they're like, oh man, I can't believe it, Mike. That's amazing.
How do you know my name? Well, we listened to all the Sloppy Boys episodes.
Cool. I got a piece of booze news here, guys.
Ooh, nice. Ooh.
And I don't know how you're going to take it.
Whoa.
I'm going to take it well.
I don't know if you will.
I haven't decided how I'll take it yet. This is no
fine, good. I'll take it bad.
This kind of goes back to what you were saying about, you know, maybe the IBA didn't have the best possible Manhattan recipe.
Whoa.
I just went to the IBAworld.com and the website is down.
Oh, no.
Whoa.
This institution that we've rested our entire premise on
is shaking.
Down.
Like, it's not coming back?
The podcast is rudderless.
Now we're
Holy
like,
shit.
Here we are stepping out into the world from underground, blinded by the sun, out on our own for the first time, not knowing where to go, what to do.
We thought this website would have the most standard, untainted recipes. You know, like a musician would play like the standards. We don't want somebody's little twist on something. We want the standard.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, what are we to do?
Is the whole website gone, Jeff? Or is it just being maybe maintained?
I pray that it's maintained because I went to...
Is it an error 404? Is it
I'm getting a WordPress error. IBA uses WordPress. Ugh. And it says, there has been a critical error on this website. Learn more about debugging in WordPress.
Three dumb assholes have been making our recipes and ruined our reputation.
We have to stop this. Maybe, Jeff, did you accept cookies?
You know, I think it's bigger than cookies.
Shit, this time. Man.
Jeez, except cookies. You sound like me in a bakery. Anyway, sorry. What were you going to say? Jeff, hit it.
What the hell is he talking about? There wouldn't be any web tracking. Oh, the round baked good.
Yes. Gotcha. I'm talking about the round cruncher or sometimes chewer.
I like a softy. Well, sometimes I like the batter. Oh, my God.
Okay, Mike, enough. Jack Schramm from Gush told us that he thought that our IBA cocktail recipes were a little weird.
Uh-huh.
There are other, you know, you could use the old Jerry Thomas guide. You could use liquor.com or Diffords. But I did think something was up that every recipe that I've seen on sort of a craft website or anything like that, mm-hmm. and our friend Jack, they always just start with 2 ounces of the spirit and then the other ingredients. Yet the mm-hmm. IBA is doing a lot of like, wow, an ounce and a half of this and an ounce and a third of this and all that.
I'm not ready to just say the IBA is wrong.
Me neither.
I hate the IBA. I'm with the IBA till, I mean, this tattoo I got, I better be with them for life.
Well, let's just say this. As we wrap up Booze News, the future is uncertain.
Wow.
Wow. That's crazy.
That's scary stuff.
Well, luckily, we don't even need the IBA today.
Yes.
Hell no.
You know why, anybody? Folks? It's because we're doing a drink that comes in a can. And guess what? All we need to do for this drink is to pop it open.
Oh, yeah. Very good. Pop the
when
top.
When we put thumb to tab,
yes.
All we have to do is pull and chug. And let's not forget to say what is written on the outside of said can.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Bud Light out of office pack.
Woo! Woo! Seltzer.
So this is a seltzer.
It is seltzer time, baby. We're back.
Bud Light following up the ugly sweater pack, the holiday flavors, with a spring collection that consists of, I got it right here, watermelon mojito, classic lime margarita, mango Mai Tai, and strawberry daiquiri.
Those sound good. Like, those sound better than the sweater pack was gingerbread man, peppermint.
Yeah, waxy peppermint.
Cranberry, patty. Which is the best.
Yeah, and then apple crisp.
Apple crisp.
Yeah, what was that last one?
Apple crisp. Like, these actually sound like drink flavors, and I like that.
The original Bud Light seltzers from a year ago were good. We drank them in the studio recording our album, and we liked them. And then they did the holiday one. In the meantime, they've also come out with lemonades that I haven't tried, I believe. But it feels like looking at this out of office pack, out of office is definitely a reference to being on vacation. So it's almost like they wanted to say the spring break pack, but mm-hmm. they didn't want to attract the wrong element.
You know what
element
they should have done? I bet you somebody pitched this and they were like, we don't like the connotation. They should have called it the working from home pack or something like that.
Right.
Because I bet you that's more zeitgeisty. Like, out of office doesn't mean anything. And in fact, I don't much appreciate seeing the word office written on my fun drinks.
Yeah, but if you're looking at office and it makes you mad, just remember, go back two words. Out.
Out of.
Yeah.
Still doesn't help. It reminds me of The Office. I don't like that.
What? Michael Scott?
Stop it. David Brent.
No. I'm not going to start talking about The Office television show.
Okay, well, you better not. Otherwise, we're going to have a long show ahead of us. I'm thinking, you know, they're saying this is a vacation thing, but really what we're talking about here, guys, the theme is cocktails, because they've made fruit flavors before, but these are specifically, what I like about these is that it's 4 different flavors, each based on a cocktail: mojito, margarita, Mai Tai, daiquiri. What I'm wary of, and maybe mm-hmm. it'll taste delicious. Classic lime margarita, great. Strawberry daiquiri, great. But when the other two, they took some liberties.
Yeah.
A watermelon mojito is not a normal mojito, and a mango Mai Tai is not a normal Mai Tai.
Right.
That's where we might run into some trouble here.
I'm looking forward to them because even though I didn't like by and large, it was interesting, but I didn't like the ugly sweater pack. But they did a great job of hitting what they set out to hit.
Yeah.
Like the flavor, what did you call them? Flavorists? The flavorists did a great job. So when I taste the mango Mai Tai, you know I don't love mango, but when I taste mango Mai Tai, is there going to be a little bit of a dark Jamaican rum taste to it?
Interesting.
How faithful are these going to be?
That's why I wish the mango wasn't there, because we've already talked about how too many seltzer brands are doing the mango. And mango's fine. I don't dislike it.
Not to me.
But it's just too prevalent. But Mai Tai is such a specific flavor, right? It what you're really tasting, I mean, every tiki drink has lime and rum. So if you ignore those, the flavor profile on a Mai Tai is almond and orange. That's interesting. I would have liked to see what they came up with.
Do you think they heard our feature on Booze News a couple weeks ago that was introducing Pepsi introducing the Neon Zebra, which is a bunch of cocktail mixer type things with no alcohol, just the mixers?
They might have.
And they said, fuck, we got to do something to keep up with Pepsi. They're one of the biggest soft drink brands in the world.
It's interesting to think that a huge beverage conglomerate like Anheuser-Busch, they're owned by, I did the research on this, it's like some huge one. And when they want to hear about what PepsiCo is up to, the news source they turn to is Booze News. Awesome. That's awesome for us.
It's awesome. It's cool. It's cool. It's cool to know we're having an impact in the world.
Well, before we dive in, is there anything else we need to know? We're optimistic. We're intrigued. And I already did a whole history of Budweiser on our December episode. So go listening to that if you want to know about the company. I think we just start cracking these fuckers.
Oh, the only thing about this is like brand new, these things.
Oh, yeah. When I first saw them, I grabbed them. And then now I do see them around a lot.
Good.
So maybe that's an LA thing, but I think they're going to be, by the time this airs, I think they're going to be rolling down the street.
And if you don't see them at your local grocery store, go on to BudLight.com and there's a buy beer button. And then you, like in a drop-down menu, you select Bud Light out of office pack and it'll tell you where it is available near you. And this is not a paid ad. But, you know, you could try to enter a coupon code, SloppyBoys69, if you want.
Hey, and if it works, tell us.
That's great.
All right.
Let's go get these drinks.
Folks, we'll be right back.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. Bet you get 30, 30, bet you get 30, bet you get 20, 20, 20, bet you get 20, 20, bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Sloppy Boys is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey folks, Mike Hanford from The Sloppy Boys here, and I wanted to ask you, do you ever have this feeling like you gotta get something off your chest? You know, you're walking around with something, and I just gotta tell someone this, I just gotta fix this thing. It happens to us all. We all carry around these different stressors, big and small. That's just how it is. But when we keep bottling it up, it can start to affect us negatively, and that's not good. But therapy is here to help. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work on whatever's weighing you down. Now look, you know me, I've been to therapy, I'm the therapy guy, I love it. And I gotta say, it does help when you go in there and talk to the therapist and say, you know what, my two co-hosts piss me off on a daily basis, it's weighing me down, what am I gonna do? That, of course, is a joke example, but you get what I'm saying. You can tell the therapist what you're feeling, and they'll help you learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. Now, listen to this. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. That's right, you. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. That's pretty good. So, folks, get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/sloppyboys today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/sloppyboys. Go in there, talk to somebody, get it off your chest. Have a great time. Hey folks, we want to pump the brakes on this episode and talk about a great podcast called Bizarre Albums from our good pal Tony Thaxton. This is a great one. Tony explores the weird side of music, celebrating and telling the stories behind those strange albums that make you wonder how and why they exist. He does deep dives on albums released by pro athletes, actors, fictional characters, and those albums where musicians or bands just took a crazy, weird left turn. The episodes are short, digestible. They're 15 to 20 minutes, full of pop culture trivia nuggets. You'll hear stories behind albums by Bruce Willis, Shaquille O'Neal, Macho Man Randy Savage, Freddy Krueger, and many, many more. And he even does an episode on Hams Brewing Company. They put an album out in 1965. It's really great. New episodes drop every Tuesday, everywhere you listen to podcasts. Tony's got a Patreon that's great. So do yourself a favor, drop everything you're doing right now, and go listen to Tony's podcast, Bizarre Albums. It's fantastic. And we're back with four flavors to discuss. Man, already I'm liking these cans much more. The designs on them are cool. They've got a lot of tropical feel.
The watermelon mojito can is very pleasant. The pale pink and the banana leaves.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Is it calling to you? You want to start with it?
No, I think we should start with classic lime margarita, right?
Oh, okay.
Cool.
Doesn't that seem like the most straightforward one?
This is my favorite can. I like just the green.
Green on green.
I'm wearing a green shirt right now.
And hey, those pumps you showed us were green.
They had some green accents. That's true. Mostly black, but yeah.
Green and black. Okay, here we go.
Now, wait a minute. Tim, you haven't tried these yet, have you? Like last time you'd already gone through all of them.
No, because Jeff bought these and gave me four, so I was not able to dip into them.
He locked them up.
And I, too, have been chased.
Good. Me, too.
Here we go.
Down the hatch.
That's just not right.
Would you say it's a big old bowl of wrong?
That's a big old bowl of wrong.
Now,
I like this character, Mike.
What? The guy who's from the South? He's a gentleman from the South.
Well, I've never been to the North in my entire life. Is it hot up there? Oh, no.
I'm trying to think of they have Bud Light Seltzer limes, mm-hmm. and they're good. And I'm trying to think of how this is different. It's got like a creaminess to it or something.
Well, margarita.
Margarita does not call for cream.
No, I certainly hope so.
And yet the Bud Light Seltzer is creamy. Okay.
What flavors in a real marg, I guess you're getting lime and orange, right? Because of the triple sec. This is maybe the classic misstep of too much flavor, right? You don't need that much flavor in a seltzer.
I guess every time I do order a margarita, I say, one margarita, please hold the cream.
I have heard you say that.
Well, what's the spirit in margarita?
Tequila. So we should be tasting tequila. We should be tasting salt, also lime and Cointreau.
Hey, I might be tasting salt.
Yeah, I can get there on the salt.
Yeah, okay.
It's just coating my mouth, which I don't like.
Yeah, I guess it does have a salty tinge.
It does taste like a margarita, but it tastes to me like that, like diet, the pre-mixed Cuervo, like plastic bottles that already have tequila in them and they're diet, and they taste kind of saccharine.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does have like a, what's that, sweet and lowish, or like a Diet Coke feel to a Coke, you know what I mean?
The other day, Jessica sent me out to get some sweet and low, and I came back, I had bought high and bitter.
Oh, Tim, how could you?
Wow.
Bitter and high?
Yeah, wow.
Bitter and high.
Salty and elevated.
So, should we rank this real quick, or do we?
Let's keep going and maybe taste some of these other ones.
Okay, great. I'm ready to move on. I don't know about you guys.
Yeah, I've had enough of that.
I that's very telling. I do not want to finish this can.
But we all know what's going to happen. We will.
And then we will drink a bunch of beers that are also in the fridge.
Okay, what's next? Strawberry daiquiri?
Yeah, strawberry daiquiri is the other classic, huh?
All right, great.
Classy daiquiri.
Now, daiquiri. When we think daiquiri, what are we thinking? That's another rum thing, right?
We talked about this with our cocktail teacher, Jack. He said that, you know, a traditional daiquiri was originally just rum, sugar, lime.
Yeah.
And then somewhere along the line, they started adding fruit and turning them into milkshakes. And strawberry daiquiri is probably the most popular of those. And it's kind of like a big strawberry milkshake, but it is a rum drink.
Okay.
Is it like a Slurpee? Kind of like a...
I mean, they're often... daiquiris are often frozen like margaritas.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, it's like the one spinning on the wall in Bourbon Street, that type of...
All right.
Now, I'm just smelling this one first, as any good sommelier would do.
Yeah.
Of which I know nothing. And
it smells strawberry for sure. Fake strawberry.
It smells like strawberry Big League Chew, which I
like, or strawberry Fanta, or
mine actually came. It's all in a Big League Chew bag, and I got to reach in and pull out the liquid.
I'm going to do that for this summer. I'm going to have a Big League Chew summer.
Oh man,
I'm going to go to the beach.
Okay, sips.
Strawberry daiquiri.
Here we go.
Ugh. What in the world?
Why do they all taste a little creamy?
Why is there something wrong? You know, doesn't the original Bud Light seltzer pack have strawberry in it? Once again, they've just weirded them up.
There's like a metallic taste to this thing.
You know, there's a metallic sound to the music of James Hetfield.
Tim, I don't have time for that right now. This is
tasting a
damn. Tim, stay focused, will you?
If I was drinking a drink I enjoyed, yes, I would. Yeah. Ah, yes, of course. Metallica. Good, good, good. This is so weird.
This is rank. I hate weird. This. This is I think this is worse than the peppermint patty.
It reminds me of a bad lollipop I used to get as a kid.
And it's creamy.
Over and over again?
Yeah, it was like a creamsicle strawberry lollipop that I think my dentist had, and they were sugar-free.
I wish it tasted like the strawberry shortcake pop with the crumbles on the outside.
Yeah, I love that one.
Yeah, there's something really like coppery to this.
Well, Mike, you got a weird taste set, man.
You're like a prospector.
Ash,
you just taste
metal.
It's always minerals and metals with you.
Yeah. Get off the periodic table, Michael. We're tasting Bud Light Seltzer.
I like that it's like normally on the show, we make cocktails and Mike makes his wrong and complains. This time, it's all the beverages are made for us, so Mike's just tasting them wrong.
Mike, you got to calibrate that tongue of yours, baby.
I use all those mineral terms because, truth be told, as we're recording this, I'm also recording a chemistry podcast that I'm a host of. And I just use the audio for both of them.
Okay, he's doing double duty.
Hey, going back to the classic lime margarita from the strawberry daiquiri, there's definitely tons of salt going on in this other one, in the marg. You could It's a big salt bomb.
But salt flavor, fake salt flavor.
Right, because let's check the sodium on both of them.
The flavorists are really missing their mark here.
They both have 25 milligrams of sodium. So yeah, it's a fake salt flavor.
Wait, I'm reading, do you guys see this on, I'm reading on the, was it strawberry daiquiri? The coppery one. I'm reading water, cold fermented cane sugar, natural flavors, citric acid, oh, give or take 3 or 4 pennies. What the hell is this?
Give or take? Choose a number of pennies and stick to it.
I know. That's probably why yours isn't. Yours probably has like 4 pennies. Mine has 5. That's why it tastes more coppery.
I'm surprised there's any differentiation between the ingredients here, but the lime has 1 more gram of carb. The lime has 1 more carb than the strawberry.
One more spaghetti noodle went right into that one.
Mm-hmm. Wait, which one has, I'm seeing 2 carbs and the, and yeah.
And well, the strawberry's got 1 carb.
So they added 1 carb of salt. Speaking of carbos, I was looking at these recently. In general, White Claws have 2 carbs and most seltzers have 2 carbs or 1. Corona seltzer is the only one with 0 carbs.
Ooh, but I liked the Corona.
Yeah, so that's the one to go with if you're health conscious. I guess how many carbs are in a normal beer? Like just a Bud.
Let me guess. I don't know.
90, right?
Now, Tim, you know I don't know carbs.
Yeah, I know. That's the main thing I know about you.
35.
I'm going to say 90.
11 or 12.
Damn.
Okay. But here's an interesting one.
How many calories?
That I don't know. Like light beers will have like 96, and I think full strength beers That's will be like 130 or something.
Guys, can we open a new drink? Sorry. Yeah, Tim, yeah. Go ahead. What do we think now?
Which one?
Oh, well, Jesus. Let's try this. Let's try this watermelon one. That's mojito.
Watermelon sugar. Okay.
And the other flavor is what? Mango Mai Tai.
Now, mojito. That is lime and mint, if I remember correctly.
And rum, yeah.
Here we go.
Smells good.
It smells minty. It smells like a minty-ish thing.
Huh.
Okay.
Ooh, aggressive. Aggressive with the mint.
Hmm. Very aggressive with the mint. But not as wretched as the other two.
Still too strong, too much flavor, but I like that. It reminds me a little bit of like an agua fresca watermelon juice.
Watermelon is a weird flavor because in a lot of cases it's mild. Like it doesn't hit you hard. It's a weird round low flavor.
It's so true.
Not unlike the fruit itself.
Isn't it weird that fake watermelon can be delicious? Like Bubblicious watermelon flavor gum is great, but that flavor has nothing to do.
That gum that looked like a watermelon?
Yeah, I love that stuff, but it has nothing to do with a real watermelon. It's a full different flavor. Mm-hmm. Unless maybe if you cook a watermelon, it'll taste like Bubblicious. Same with banana. I love bananas, but like banana runts have such a weird flavor to them.
Ooh, I got to get some runts too. Ooh, I'm going to have a good summer of candy and gum. Ooh.
Why are you waiting until the summer?
Because I said I'm going to kind of do like a summer thing.
I was going to go to the beach.
You're waiting for things to open up before you go into the candy shop?
Oh, man. I had some candy. You know Nerd Ropes? You ever have those? Nerd Ropes are awesome. They also, the thing I had recently was.
I know what you're going to say.
Nerd like pellets.
Yes. Nerd so Rope like little, eggs.
Oh, yes.
Right?
God damn. They were so good.
I don't know if they're eggs.
Not eggs.
They're
but like
jelly beans.
Yeah. They're about that
they're
size.
Pellets.
Oh, it's basically a Nerd Rope cut up and then like. Nerd Rope cut up into small pieces.
But wait, but it was like jelly beans, right? They're like, they're little rocks.
Yeah, it was like a jelly bean with like Nerd stuck to the outside of it.
Okay.
Like a Nerd Rope is a rope with Nerd stuck to the outside of it.
Oh, I know what a Nerd Rope is.
Sorry. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to offend.
Yeah, I think I'm looking at a Nerd Zoom right now.
All right. Let's take it back to the watermelon guy here.
Watermelon sugar. This is bad. They're all bad. They taste bad. They're not good.
This is the best one to me so far.
Me too. And I don't still want to have more sips.
What's going on here with these where they smell much different than they taste?
Well, you're being swayed by the smell, Mike.
Oh, yeah. Shit. Well, I'm glad I'm not swayed by the taste because it sucks.
All right. Well, this one is, honestly, they are hitting the mark. I just don't know if I like it.
Yeah.
This one tastes the most like a watermelon mojito, or what I imagine that would taste like.
Agreed.
Well, it's like if they had a turd flavor and it tasted like a turd, you'd be like, yeah, they're hitting its mark, but I don't want that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want that. I think that the, the thing to do with these seltzers, other than Bon Viv, which I like, most of them I pour out onto ice. Like even White Claw is just better when it gets a little melty on ice. I think these might be drinkable if they got melted down.
You know, on ice. You're right, because I feel like all of them, if they were at like 2/3 flavor, I would be into it.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that mojito now, just after a few sips, it just tastes like drinking cologne or something.
Well, what are the odds that they just nail Mango Mai Tai?
They better. Mango must be a crowd favorite if it's used in every fucking brand. So there's got to be a reason for it.
All right. Mango Mai Tai.
Smells weird.
Oh, yeah, that does smell weird. Well, maybe that's the opposite. Maybe it's... It smells weird. It tastes good. Let me try.
Hold on.
Like what? Like what is...
It's like mango up top, and then it hits you with...
mango drops out real fast, and then you're like, hey, where'd it go? And then in comes...
Ugh.
This shit sucks.
Mango what? Mai Tai.
It would have been so fun to taste like an orgeat curacao flavor.
Or like a dark rum. Like,
yeah.
I feel like every tiki drink should just taste like Myers a little bit.
I feel like I'm feeling like now the sweater pack, I like that more just because the flavors were a little more on point. This is, you don't even know what they're sipping here.
The holiday pack gave us the thrill of the Harry Potter jelly bean silliness.
Yeah. Right.
These ones, they created cocktails and then made them and then did a bad job. Like they didn't. What are they thinking over there at Bud?
Well, this is, this stinks.
InBev.
This is a bummer, these things.
I bet Adolphus Bush IV is rolling around in his grave right now.
Why didn't you make something with coconut?
Man.
Yeah, these are no good. They just hang out in your mouth for too long, too.
They all taste artificial.
Yeah, they taste like flavored condoms. Which I wrapped around mine. I'm sucking on these cans, so I wrapped them in it.
All right.
I don't get it because the whole draw coming off of the ugly sweater pack was that they're really good at nailing these flavors. And I feel like they just made some shit up. And if you're going to make some shit up, make it taste good. Like, did they come up with the names first? And they were like, okay, we're just going to ruin our lime and ruin our strawberry.
What if they're like, here's what we have the ingredients for, some strawberry stuff. It'll be strawberry daiquiri. Great.
I would respect them more if they had said just like ruined strawberry. And I'd be like, okay, well, if you can accurately ruin it.
Strawberry set in some copper wiring.
Man, none of these, like with the sweater pack, I was like, well, I'm going back to the cranberry.
Yeah.
I'm not dying to reach for any of these.
I'm dying to dump them in a toilet. But what I was getting at with my carbo statement before about the beers have like 11 carbs. Michelob Ultra, the low-carb beer in the slim can, that one's only got 2.6 carbs. So even if you're living a low-carbo lifestyle, wouldn't you rather have a Michelob Ultra than any of these?
Yeah.
I am going to go into the other room and measure. I'm going to do equal parts and do a suicide and see how it tastes all of them together.
Of all four?
Yeah.
I'll do that too.
Why go in the other room? Why not do it right now on the mic?
Because how about this? I'll bring the shot glass in here.
Yeah, okay, I'll do that too.
I got my glass and I'm going to make a suicide too. I'm going to feel just like the villain in Barb and Star.
Oh, we'll be right back.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Hey, here's a shocker.
Yeah.
They got color to them. When you pour them out of the can, They're all pink and yellow and green.
How are you doing the suicide? I'm just going to do like...
I'm doing an ounce of each so I can measure them so they all have the same measurement.
Oh, yeah, they do have color to them. I thought the normal seltzers were all clear.
That's what was so kind of creepy about the sweater pack. Like drinking something clear... something that's called
peppermint patty,
yeah, like chocolate
gingerbread peppermint patty.
And now this would be great if we found out that the suicide
delicious
tasted delicious.
Yeah, then we looked on the box and was like, make sure to mix them all together.
Cheers! Here we go.
Bottoms up. Ooh, it made Red Bull.
It's like fruit punch. Yeah.
That is better. I mean, that's better than...
It's not any worse. It's a little better.
I think it is. It's not good, but it is better because at least my brain is not trying to like figure out what the hell is wrong.
And like, you know, this feels like, it's jungle juice. Don't worry about it. Like, yeah. It reminds me of like the college tub.
Don't worry about it.
Hey, I also have a drink here I want to try.
Ooh.
What I was missing from the mango Mai Tai was that nice dark rum flavor. So I'm going to add just a pinch of Meyer's dark rum.
Ooh.
I bet that Meyer's is going to give it more of a dark rum flavor.
Tim,
I think it will.
Too soon to say. Now, do you normally mix high-proof rums with... seltzer.
Yeah, with malt beverage.
Ooh, now that they should sell.
You're just tasting the rum now?
That's good.
Are you tasting like any of that, you know, fake fruit coming through at all?
Well, see, you get a little of the fake fruit sweet, but then you get a really robust dark molasses rum.
This is pretty weak. This whole thing is foobar.
This whole podcast kind of sucks.
Well, folks, we thought it would be good.
And it is. Oh, Michael, what do you got there?
I got my Cape Cod potato chip mug, which this would be a good sponsor for this podcast. Cape Cod potato chip.
True. Actually, we'll take any sponsor.
I went to the Cape Cod potato chip factory once to take a tour. Mm. And the tour, I thought I was going to like get back there and see the, you know, all the belts and things working and be right in the mix. But the tour is just you walk down a little hallway that has a glass on it and... you see into the factory and you look down and read what they're doing and then move to the next little spot.
They're making potato chips.
Yeah. In the end, you get some free potato chips and I bought a mug.
I was driving in Cape Cod one time and I looked out my window and I saw a big cranberry bog. And I said, cranberry, like ocean spray, cranberry, a Cape Codder, mm-hmm. Cape Cod cranberry.
Hey.
There you go.
Hey, do you guys have I love a Cape Cod chip.
It's my fave.
Yeah. You know? It's your fave? Yeah. I was gonna ask, do you guys have favorite chips? Because I have like a top three.
Flavors or brands?
The flavors.
Oh, within Cape Cod or all?
Or no, just of all chips. Like what? I'm trying to start a little chip talk. If you didn't notice.
Chip talk pairs well with a little Bud Light seltzer. Well, I was always very, when I first moved to LA, I was really loyal and nostalgic to the Cape Cod chips and be like, I got to go home and get some more of them. And then kettle chips kind of broke big nationwide. And now you can get something pretty close to it. But I'm always a fan of, in any brand, salt and pepper. Get a little cracked pepper on there.
Yeah.
The Cape Cod cracked pepper ones are very good.
Salt and pepper is especially good with kettle too.
I've been getting into this lately, and you know, everyone I tell makes fun of me. Saltless chips, I love them.
I love that
potato-y flavor.
Hey, no you were salt. Eating those even before you had your incident with your blood pressure.
Your diagnosis.
I love them so much.
Now when you go to the hospital, you hear the nurses outside your door being like, it's the salt-free potato chip guy.
What's wrong with him? I don't know. He's just weird.
I'll tell you my top three. Number one, Doritos nacho cheese.
Oh yeah,
classic.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, classic. Okay. That's a chip. I thought. Okay. Yes. Not potato chip.
Yeah,
yes.
Well, why is that not a potato chip? Oh, a corn.
Well, sure.
Oh.
Okay. Here's another major chip. Lay's sour cream and onion.
Oh yeah.
Lay's chips are so thin sometimes that I put them in my mouth and I feel like there's no food in there except it just manages to still cut up my mouth.
Cape Cods are thin. Cape Cods are just as thin.
No, Cape Cod can bust up your mouth too.
That's true. You got me.
Cape Cods are not just as thin as Lay's, Jeff.
Okay, two more chips coming at you. Plain old original Ruffles.
Yeah, Ruffles, they're the best.
Well, Ruffles have ridges.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
I just bought myself some Utz Ruffles.
Ooh.
Utz for Dutz.
And then finally, this is a new one, a newish chip. You know how IBA has new era drinks? This is a new era chip.
Ooh. Those other ones were unforgettables, and
Tostitos, hint of lime.
Yeah, those are good. I eat those by the handful.
That's a good chip.
You know what I like? I found recently, again, Andy Cap hot fries. You know what those are?
Yeah, I love those.
God, man, I eat those. They're so good. Got a little heat to them.
I never had them.
Oh, yeah, I'll try.
Let me tell you guys my favorite chips, and these are going to be polarizing, and you guys are going to say,
oh.
My favorite chip at the moment, Utz crab potato chips.
Oh, yeah, I say oof to that, Tim.
You say oof? Jeff, have you had those?
I say oof. Just by, I mean, no, I've never had them. They sound gross. But
oh, yeah, I've never had them.
I've been wrong before.
Well, they don't taste at all like crab meat or seafood. They taste like Old Bay, like the stuff you would shake on the crabs. In that same category, Zapp's Voodoo chips. You ever had Zapp's?
Oh, I just saw them. Are those good?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, they're real zingy and zappy.
Oh, I got to try it.
So what's the deal with Zapp's? They're from New Orleans or something? Like, why do they got that twang?
They got that Louisiana twang, and Zapp's original flavor are very similar to the Utz crab chips I was talking about. Mm-hmm. But they're great. They're kind of Old Bay taste, but then the Voodoo is a little spicy and kind of crazy.
I'm starting to learn that I love like fish sauce or eel sauce. You ever get like eel sauce with sushi? It's just like really tangy teriyaki, like dark. Oh yeah.
Have you had chips that are flavored like all dressed?
Yeah, that's a Canadian thing, I guess.
Yeah, that's like saying the works in Canada. They say all dress, and I love those. It almost tastes like, you know, like Hers ketchup chips. I like ones that are a little vinegary but also sweet.
I like salt and vinegar. Ketchup chips I do not like, but salt and vinegar I like a lot.
Salt and vinegar is nasty.
No, no. I like to get that tart. Wait, Tim, did you name your third?
I'm going crab, voodoo,
oh, yeah,
all
yeah,
dress.
Here's an email I just found from 2009, October 1st, 2009. So I got the idea in my head that I said, I love the Cape Cod potato chips. Every time I go to Ralph's grocery shop, they don't have them there. So here's what I said. I got the Cape Cod potato chips email, and I wrote them this. I love, capitalized, your potato chips, and I was wondering if I could get a complimentary t-shirt to wear in California. I noticed Cape Cod chips aren't too popular out here, and I'd love to help spread the word. I wear a size medium. Thanks, and keep up the great work. They wrote back on the next day. Wish I could send you a t-shirt. Sorry, it opens up that way. Unfortunately, Costco is not ordering from us now due to a cost increase. So there's no, it's a corporate decision. It goes on to tell me who numbers to call. So that was my attempt to get the shirt. And later I got one, I think, for Christmas.
Oh.
Oh, so they did exist. They just didn't want to send you one.
Yeah, they wouldn't send me one. But still, wouldn't you think like somebody writes an email, just send them a t-shirt and shut up?
I like also you weren't asking for it just like saying, hey, please, I'd really like one. You were offering to them like, hey, I'm going to wear this around California. It could be good for your business.
Yeah, hey, I'm a guy who gets on stage now and again over at the UCB Theater. Maybe yeah,
if you want showbiz circles to be hearing about your chips, then you got to give me the tea.
The other day, as I was at a show, BJ Novak did a set, a comedy set, man. And maybe afterwards, he sees me walking out wearing that. He thinks to himself,
that's
hey.
Good for you.
Good for you. Hey.
Hey, Mike, I can think of no better brand ambassador than you.
You do embody their whole
I know.
Brand ethos.
I know.
Remember the little debacle I got into with Labatt Blue? I was in upstate New York and I bought a case of Labatt because it said it's got a free hat. Or what do Canadians call like a wool winter toque. Cap? A toque. It said free toque.
Toque.
Toque?
Is it toque? I thought it was toque, but anyway.
Let's go to the Googler. Toque or toque is the correct? Dear Google. Toque. T-O. It says much like toque de ganja. My Labatt case said it had a toque in it and then it didn't. And then I tweeted at them and I said, hey, what the fuck? And they DM'd me immediately and said, what's your address? And then they sent me the hat and now I proudly wear it. And they kept me as a loyal customer. And that's nice. What you want to do.
Well, you know what? Cape Cod didn't get me what I wanted and they still kept me because it's a good chip. And I'm here now saying it's a good chip.
It's the crunch you like at lunch.
Wow.
Oh, hey, have you heard this thing about David Bowie?
What about him? He's been dead for a couple of years. What?
Well, yes, you mentioned his death. Remember how amazing that was that when David Bowie's final album came out, Black Star,
yeah.
That came out and then he passed away a few days later.
Okay.
And mm-hmm. What we all sort of learned after the fact was that he knew he had a terminal disease. And he kind of made his final album as a swan song, knowing that he wasn't, that it was going to be his last album. And he didn't promote it that way, but it like the context was sort of like, this will be my final work of art. And I want to put it out into the world because I know that I'm dying. It's pretty heavy stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. That's cool.
Well, basically like, I guess that's not the end of the story because they've saying there's this like posthumous release that he's putting out and that, I mean, apparently Black Star may have been a swan song, but it's not the last we've heard of him. So
really?
Yeah. David Bowie.
So swan song number two.
Yeah. He said there was like apparently some unfinished business and that he just had something that he needed to share because he thought this was going to be like really more important than anything else he's ever really discussed.
This isn't like his estate putting it out. He planned this to schedule.
He planned it. It's like J.D. Salinger scheduling his novels coming out. Like he said, wait until 5 years after I die and then put this out because I think the world will be interested in this kind of thing.
Crazy.
Anyway, I downloaded the track here on MP3. And what do you guys say we give it a listen?
I'm dying to hear it. Yeah, he's great. He's one of my faves.
Hit it.
They pulled up just beside the fridge. He takes a can. He downs it. Gee, classic lime margarita. I might drink more cans. He sipped it then and there. She took a swig. Took strawberry. Took mojito. Took a Mai Tai. Heaven knows she'd have taken anything.
But
like she won't see out of office pack. She wants the out of office pack. Bud Light. She wants the out of office pack. Do you remember?
Ooh, wow.
The holiday flavors.
What was that?
Do you remember the first flavors Bud made, or even the beers they made? I drank the booze today. Oh boy.
I got a can, and you got a can.
I won't break down and try. Bud Light.
I want the out of office pack. Out of office pack. Out of office pack. I want the out of office pack.
Bud Light.
I want the out of office pack.
Ooh, that's a good can of seltzer. You son of a bitch.
Oh, hold on.
Whoa, what?
Whoa, wait a minute. Tim, did you steal your initial Booze News song idea from some posthumous Bowie stuff?
I was not privy to what the Bowie estate has or doesn't have. That's purely a coincidence.
Hey, probably parallel just thinking. Parallel thinking.
Yeah,
parallel
yes. Thinking. There you go. Thank you.
What
thank
a song. You. That was exciting. That's so cool that he didn't really release a new thing. He used his old song and just changed the lyrics. But
he's
that's
young American. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah.
Oh, it is very, you're right. It has some resemblance to.
Oh, you didn't
young
know that,
American.
Tim. Yes. There's a song called Young
same
American.
Chord progression.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the chord progression. I feel like the lyrics were a little bit different at this point.
Who, but, yeah. There was somebody in there. It sounded maybe like Bob Dylan snuck in for a second to do a line. Did that happen?
I think what you're noticing is in the original Young Americans, he says, "Do you remember President Nixon?" And he kind of says it in kind of a funny way.
Yeah.
Right. So that part, I thought maybe he brought Bob Dylan in to say that part. Did that happen?
Very possible.
Yeah, we'll have to check the liner notes.
They collaborated. All these old boomer rockers love to collaborate.
Yeah. Well, this is a new song, so maybe we'll be hearing more like how it was recorded type of stuff coming out later.
And, you know, going forward, if you guys hear of more stuff that is released by these huge artists who maybe they're dead, maybe they're not, that's fine. Bring them on the pod. This is good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure.
It's really
if
exciting.
Any slobheads hear of unreleased material that happens to be about booze, send it to the sloppyboyspodcast@gmail.com. We want to hear that stuff.
All right, guys, let's get into the final thoughts and get on with our lives.
Thank you.
My final thought is I hated all four of these flavors. Can't finish the cans. Even the suicide is bad, but it's the best of them all.
Well, David Bowie, we just heard in his song, he said there's no seltzer flavor he wouldn't try. I get that. We used to be the same way. But after the sweater pack and this, it's like, I don't know if I want to keep trying some of these things.
You want to get off of the train.
It's bad. These are bad. These are not good.
I will say I just had a bonus sip of each. And they're all bad.
Yeah.
I struggle to name a favorite.
Mm.
Maybe lime, maybe watermelon.
Yeah, I'd say watermelon's the winner for me.
But a winner amongst losers.
Sure.
I agree that watermelon is the best of the shitty drinks.
Are you feeling like, Jeff, after drinking some more, that your like mouth is getting used to at least? Used to it at least?
Well, now I've had several servings of booze. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I'm better acclimated to what they got going on.
Mm-hmm.
But I still don't like it.
Disappointing.
It's not something I'm enjoying.
It's a negative.
It's a negative
feeling. The feeling you have when you drink these is that you're sad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's bad news.
And this was no way to kick off our spring, right? Spring has pretty much sprung, and we were excited to have a new fresh batch of seltzers. I say, let's stay positive. We're still going to have a nice sloppy spring of fun.
Yeah, sure.
Drinks ahead of us. Yeah. We're going to stay. Maybe the IBA website is down. Maybe everything is fucked, but we're going to persevere.
I mean, we got no direction now that the IBA is down. And I was hoping that this was going to be a shining light. I guess that's not the case. Not today.
Well, what we can look forward to is a summer full of runts and big league chew for us.
Yeah, sure. For
at least one of us, unless you guys don't want to do it too.
Well, that's it for the Bud Light Seltzer out of office pack. Guys, we got a little mail.
Oh, hell good. Yeah. We haven't talked to the mailman in a long time.
Stewie Louie asks, what's the sexiest letter? I think it's the letter B for obvious reasons, but my mind can be changed. If you're stumped, you can use numbers if you must.
Hmm. I like that stiff, rigid lowercase L.
Ooh, Michael!
I gotta go with the number three because of that middle prong.
What?
Well, of course, when you look at the number three, the middle prong.
You got two humps. Yeah, but then the middle prong stands out.
Yeah.
And for me...
Oh, God, I bet Jeff's going to be like, I think pi is the best number because actually it doesn't have...
Oh, no.
I can actually list it off to the 200th decimal.
Can I have my platform, please?
You're going to have to take it from me.
I'm going to go with cursive Z. Like, what's going on with that thing?
Oh, yeah, That's a good one. Remember when McDonald's put out pizza for a little bit and the Z's were sideways McDonald's arches, M's?
What?
Let me look. Yeah. Yeah, look that up.
McDonald's pizza?
Yeah, look up McDonald's pizza.
It's on lists like BuzzFeed lists of biggest food blunders, the McPizza. Jeff, I got to say that the cursive Z you're talking about, I'm looking at it right now because I had Googled Zapp's potato chips. And yeah, it does have it's got a nice sensual swirl to it.
Such intrigue. It's so confident in what it's doing. Well, thanks for emailing us, Stewie Louie. And if you've got a question for the boys, you can email us at thesloppyboyspodcast@gmail.com.
Click on that link I just sent you in the chat there. You'll see what I'm talking about.
What's this?
You see the pizza box there?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It looks like they're saying Pima.
Yeah. Yeah. Or Pi 33A. Hey, what's this? What's this? Elon Musk's new kid's name?
Mike, calm down. Mike, you're getting so mad.
I just will end the podcast and I can't take this shit anymore.
That's our show. Follow us on social media. We're talking Twitter. We're talking Instagram. Are we anywhere else? Facebook. Are we on TikTok? Mm-hmm.
No.
No, we're on Discord, though.
Hell yes. Discord available to Patreon subscribers only. But follow us on social media at The Sloppy Boys, where we release these recipes ahead of time. Also, be sure to check out our Patreon, where subscribers can unlock The Sloppy Boys Blowout, our weekly bonus episode. It's a whole other podcast. That's patreon.com/thesloppyboys.
Ooh, can I plug something, Jeff?
Yeah, sure.
Last weekend, I ran the America's Shamrock Run Half Marathon, and while I was doing it, I was raising money for the Malala Fund. And if you don't know what that is, it's a fund that gives better resources to girls all around the world to help them get a better education. And you can actually still donate now if you want. If you check my Instagram or Twitter especially, I've had posts up there that have a link to it. Donate whatever you want. It's still open. If you can donate, that's great.
Mike? I'm going to donate.
Mike, you don't even have to really run that thing because we know it takes you 6:57 to run 1 mile. We learned that on the Patreon show. So just multiply that by 26.2. There's your number. Tim, save yourself the...
What do you think I'm going to do? Yeah, if you want to find the link to it, check my socials and stuff. I've been posting about it and you'll find it on Twitter.
Mike, you got to say your socials. So you got to say you're at Mike Hanford.
At Mike Hanford, both Instagram and Twitter.
That's amazing that you were able to get those. There's not another Mike Hanford, huh?
There are, but they got together like, we should give it to this guy. He's new.
You all at a meeting?
Yeah, and eventually, when I get older, we'll all get together and we'll pass it on to the next Mike Hanford.
Like a Highlander situation or something.
That's right.
All right, folks, that's our show. We'll see you next week.
Later, everybody.
Bye.